In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners is preparing to reach out to local governments and nonprofits about federal ARPA dollars the county will need to distribute. Speaking at Thursday's meeting, County Administrator Brian Doucette said there will be a lot of funds to use, and before long, the opportunity will be lost.
The end of 2024 is the hard deadline for the commitment and the use of those ARPA funds. We have $30 million to spend, and the lesson learned from the CARES Act is do not get into a situation where you're rushing at the end of the reporting period.
Doucette said he doesn't know what local governments are going to propose for use of that $30 million, but the county will get better proposals if they have plenty of notice.
It is a once-in-a-generation investment by the federal government, and taking the time to allow the local units to submit their applications or ideas on the use of those ARPA funds, giving the locals as much time as possible, makes a ton of sense.
Doucette said the locals could propose broadband projects. In fact, he expects that from the rural townships. But other proposals could be for roads, parks, or housing. Commissioner Ezra Scott said he thinks the county should set aside $8 million alone for broadband. Commissioner Mamie Yarbrough proposed the board hold a retreat to hash the issue out. Michigan's health director is ordering nursing homes to offer on-site booster shots to residents who aren't up to date on their COVID-19 vaccine. The facilities must comply within 30 days. About 75% of eligible nursing home residents have gotten a booster dose. Governor Whitmer previously set a goal of getting 95% of eligible residents a booster by the end of January. Elizabeth Hertel, director of the State Health Department, said Thursday that vaccinations are even more important because the rapidly spreading Omicron variant can more readily evade people's immunity from vaccines and past infections. The order doesn't require nursing home residents to be vaccinated. The state of Michigan reported 86,009 additional cases of COVID-19 for Saturday through Wednesday. Due to the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and other factors, COVID numbers weren't reported for Monday or Tuesday this week. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says the 86,000 new cases for the 5 days averages out to be 17,202 cases per day. The state recorded 501 COVID deaths for those days, bringing that total to 28,980. Berrien County, as of Wednesday, has had a total of 26,908 cases of COVID throughout the pandemic, along with 415 deaths. Cass County has had 8,550 cases and 111 deaths. Van Buren County has had 13,961 cases and 214 deaths. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.